Harper Audio presents Kiss Your Butt Goodbye, How to Get Beyond the One Word That Stands Between You and Success, by Joseph Azelby and Robert Azelby, read by David Drummond. Preface. We grew up in Dumont, New Jersey, a small suburban town located 15 miles from Midtown Manhattan. Our dad was a New York City police officer, so the city and all of its problems and politics were part of our childhood experience. For that reason, we have always dreamed of owning a family farm that all of our siblings and their children could enjoy. Perhaps we long for a simpler life, or a place far away from the crowded cities and suburban sprawl. When we were both living on the East Coast, we would go farm shopping. Every so often, a farm for sale, advertised in the newspaper or on the internet, would pique our interest. On a Sunday, we would grab a couple of the kids and take a ride to rural western New Jersey, the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania, or upstate New York to check it out. On one particular excursion, a farmer selling his 60-acre farm took us to see the beautiful pond he had built a few years back. He told us that the pond was filled with largemouth bass, crappies, and some perch. We asked, "So you stocked it?" He said, "No, I didn't do anything." We could not see any other ponds or streams in the area, so we were curious. We then asked, "If you didn't stock the pond, how did the fish get there?" He said, "I just built the pond, and the fish showed up." We were now standing there, wondering if this farmer was just messing with us or having fun with the kids. We said something to the effect of, "Fish can't live long out of water, and we've never seen a fish walk. How did these fish get in the new pond if you didn't put them there?" "That's easy," he said. "The ducks brought them." He went on to explain that when ducks land in a fish pond, they stir up the fish eggs. The eggs then stick to the ducks' down feathers. When the ducks fly and land in another pond, the fish eggs are released into that new location. That's how fish get to a new pond. That day, that farmer taught our children and us something we have never forgotten. We believe that you, too, will learn something from this book that you will never forget. Our hope is that, like new life coming to new waters, the messages of Kiss Your Butt Goodbye will travel from one pond to another, bringing to you a sense of self-awareness that will renew your career and make the lives of everyone with whom you interact a little more enjoyable. Introduction. This book is not for CEOs seeking transformational leadership. It's not for global business titans who want to teach their elephant-sized companies how to dance. This book will not show you how to take a company from good to great. This book is about something more important: you. Where do you want to take your career, and what's preventing you from doing so? What you hear in this audiobook will force you to take a very hard look at your job, your performance in that job, and why you may not be advancing as quickly as you hoped or expected. This book will not teach you how to play to your strengths. You should do that naturally. Rather, this book was written to help you identify your weaknesses. In the business world, the people who can leverage their strengths and manage their weaknesses most often achieve their career aspirations. We are going to take you where you don't want to go, but where you really need to go. If you want to get better at what you do, keep listening. If you want to expose and correct your weaknesses and obtain a better understanding of the behaviors that are undermining your progression, keep listening. If you want to improve your management effectiveness and improve how you support your manager, keep listening. If you want to overhaul how you are perceived by others, keep listening. If you are prepared to take full responsibility for your situation, keep listening. If you refuse to be a victim, keep listening. If you want the truth, keep listening. Now, let's go on a journey that will help you see yourself the way others see you. By doing so, you can find and break down the barriers you have built between yourself and the personal success that you deserve. We have worked for Fortune 500 companies for a combined 40 years. Younger brother Bob is with a large California biopharmaceutical firm.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?